More than 1,220 illegal aliens charged with immigration-related crimes during the third week in April. Texas Border Business, U.S. Department of Justice. Since the inauguration of President Trump, the Department of Justice is playing a critical role in Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, TCOs, and protect our communities from perpetrators of violent crime. Operation Take Back America streamlines efforts and resources from the department's Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Forces, OCDETFs, and Project Safe Neighborhood, PSN. Last week, the U.S. attorneys for Arizona, Central California, Southern California, New Mexico, Southern Texas, and Western Texas charged more than 1,220 defendants with criminal violations of U.S. immigration laws. The Southern District of Texas filed 216 cases in immigration and security-related matters. As part of those cases, 86 face allegations of illegally re-entering the country, with the majority having felony convictions such as narcotics, firearms or sexual offenses, or prior immigration crimes. A total of 119 people face charges of illegally entering the country, while 11 cases involve various instances of human smuggling. Some of those charged with felony re-entry include Mexican national Alejandro Contreras Zapata, who was allegedly found near Roma. The charges allege he had been previously sentenced to 20 years in prison for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon before his removal March 7. The Western District of Texas filed 378 new immigration-related criminal cases. Among the new cases, Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Enforcement Removal Operations, ICE Arrow, agents in San Antonio received notification that Mexican national Netzai Moreno Suarez was arrested for a traffic violation on April 11. Moreno Suarez was transferred into ICE Arrow custody, charged with illegal re-entry. She was previously removed from the United States in August 2023 after being convicted for conspiracy to transport illegal aliens and being sentenced to 5 years of probation. If convicted, Moreno Suarez faces up to 20 years in federal prison. The District of Arizona brought immigration-related criminal charges against 329 defendants. Specifically, the United States filed 130 cases in which aliens illegally re-entered the United States, and the United States also charged 179 aliens for illegally entering the United States. In its ongoing effort to deter unlawful immigration, the United States filed 16 cases against 18 individuals responsible for smuggling illegal aliens into and within the District of Arizona. The United States charged one individual with assaulting, resisting, or impeding a Border Patrol agent, 18 U.S.C. Section 111. The United States also charged one individual with failing to register, as required by law. The Southern District of California filed 135 border-related cases this week, including charges of transportation of illegal aliens, bringing in aliens for financial gain, re-entering the U.S. after deportation, deported alien found in the United States, and importation of controlled substances. A sample of border-related arrests this week: on April 15, Jesus Manuel Zuniga Huerta and José Alberto Flores Avalos of Mexico were arrested at the Otay Mesa port of entry and charged with importing deadly fentanyl into the U.S. according to a complaint. Customs and Border Protection officers discovered 148 pounds of fentanyl in the rear frame well of a tractor trailer driven by Zuniga Huerta. On April 15, Brian Jamie Sanchez, a Mexican national, was arrested and charged with bringing in aliens for financial gain. According to a complaint, Customs and Border Protection officers found an undocumented immigrant concealed in the trunk of Sanchez's car as he attempted to cross the border at the Tecate port of entry. On April 17, Sergio Villalba Serrano, a Mexican national, was arrested and charged with deported alien found in the United States. According to a complaint, Villalba Serrano was taken into custody near the Tecate port of entry after his vehicle was stopped by U.S. Border Patrol agents. Villalba Serrano had previously been deported on October 26, 2019, from Laredo, Texas. The Central District of California filed criminal charges against 34 defendants who are alleged to have been found in the United States following removal, the Justice Department announced today. Many of the defendants charged previously were convicted of felony offenses prior to their removal from the United States, including domestic violence, unlawful sex with a minor, and assault with a deadly weapon. The District of New Mexico brought the following criminal charges in New Mexico. 68 individuals were charged this week with illegal reentry after deportation. 8 U.S.C. 1326. 10 individuals were charged this week with alien smuggling. 8 U.S.C. 1324. And 55 individuals were charged this week with illegal entry. 8 U.S.C. 1325. Many of the defendants charged pursuant to 18 U.S.C. 1326 had prior criminal convictions for possession of a dangerous weapon by a restricted person, aggravated driving under the influence and possession of a forgery writing device. We are grateful for the hard work of our border prosecutors in bringing these cases and helping to make our border safe again. Updated April 21, 2025.